Hi everyone, welcome back to The Natural Alternative. Today's episode is a little bit of a personal one because the truth is, I didn't come into naturopathy from a place of glowing health and perfect habits. I came into it, besides trying to help my mum, from trauma, anxiety, and addiction, and feeling like my body was constantly fighting me. And now, after more than 30 years of helping other people balance their hormones, lose weight, rebuild their health, I can tell you this, the body keeps score, but it also keeps trying. And when we understand why weight gets harder with age and how our hormones like GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP fit into the picture, everything starts to make sense. So let's talk about it. My backstory and why this matters. So I grew up with trauma in my teenage years. A few really nasty things happened, and that led to a huge amount of anxiety. That kind of anxiety rewires your nervous system before you even know what a nervous system is. I lived with anxiety for decades, and as a general rule, I used alcohol to, calm it down. So, like for many women, alcohol ended up suppressing my healing, I suppose. It numbed the edges, but it didn't fix things. So eventually, I realized I've got two choices. Keep spiraling, I'll learn how to rebuild myself from the inside out. Now, any of you who have been watching me for years and years know that I love things like redox signaling molecules and stem enhanced by cerule and the Broch on sulforaphane and the zeolites that help to pull the worst toxins. I love chunky supplements that do a huge amount of things. So, because redox signaling molecules, everything in your body, requires them. That's a no-brainer if we can do it. The masterpiece zeolites, because they pull the worst toxins out of the body, bind them and eliminate them. Another no-brainer because the Broch on, which upregulates your sulforaphane pathway, it switches on over 1,000 genes. Another no-brainer. With the cerule stem enhance, because two of them can release between 4 and 12 million of your own adult stem cells from your own bone marrow. Within 40 minutes, another no-brainer. So when I found the TriGLP, again, this just triggers so many effects in the body. And like the others, I have felt it in my body from the moment I started taking it, which is very, very interesting. So back to my journey. That messy, imperfect human is partly what led me into naturopathy. So for 30, over 30 years, I've helped thousands of women and men who have dealt with exactly what I did, so they're feeling overwhelmed and inflamed, exhausted, stuck in their weight, unable to sleep, and convinced their body just isn't working for them. But your body isn't betraying you, it's biology and it's signaling what's really going on. So why does weight get harder to shift to balance as we age? So let's be honest, we can be eating clean fasting, doing keto walking, lifting, meditating, and still feel like your body's ignoring you. Now, hey, again, you've all heard me say it. I love my pizza and beer. I love my naughty snacks. But, it's hard to stay perfect again when the weight just isn't shifting. So once we, as we get older, and especially if you've lived through trauma, stress, anxiety, addictions, and hormonal chaos, the systems that we used to use to compensate simply stop compensating. So I've been on average since I hit menopause about 4 to 6 kilos heavier per year. I haven't added 4 to 6, but I've got the weights written down. So what I am now compared to beforehand, I'm now down a few kilos, but I've had a few years of 3, 4 kilos just really stubbornly sticking in there. So what ends up happening is as for women and men, as the hormone chaos starts in both menopause as well as menopause or andropause, cortisol stays higher. The thyroid signaling starts to slow down, the sex hormones drop, our muscle mass declines, and that's huge. Our microbiome loses diversity, and our insulin becomes less flexible. So the gut hormones, which drive a lot of these become really reactive. So it's the perfect storm for stubborn weight. And not because you're doing something wrong, but because your signaling system is overloaded. And again, I have used everything. I've used, and I love lots of things. I love HCG for shifting 5 to 7 kilos of weight. It was just taking way longer to get the weight loss off, and it was coming on way back faster. I loved Fix because I got the deepest, that's matured hops bitter extract. It got me into the deepest sleep that I'd had in decades. So hubby started wearing earplugs, which was bloody hilarious. I've done the redox molecules where I've taken about a third to a half of a bottle a day. And what that has helped me to do is that also helped me to sleep really deeply and not put on weight when I was misbehaving. So, but underneath all of those is the incretin system. So they all sort of work around the edges of these little incretins and peptide hormones, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. So let's talk about these little guys because they're so important. GLP-1 and GIP are incretins. So they are the hormones that your gut releases after you eat. So they coordinate appetite, digestion, glucose handling, gut repair, and metabolic flexibility. But here's the kicker: stress, trauma, restrictive eating, how many people are telling us to fast, alcohol, poor sleep, and aging all suppress these incretin hormones. So this incretin release slows down as we get older. So again, if you've lived a life, a real life with real stress, your incretin system is probably quieter than it should be. And when these hormones drop, GLP-1, you feel hungrier, crave more, and burn less. When your GLP-2 drops, this peptide hormone, your gut lining weakens and inflammation rises. Your GIP and GIP is about metabolic flexibility, so your body stops switching between carbohydrates and fats efficiently. This is the biology of I'm doing everything right, but nothing is changing. And for me, I think that GIP, because if I had, say, in the past, before the tri-GLP, and actually the Fix was great at that as well, the matured hops bitter extract, if I was to have a pizza, I would put on 2 kilos overnight, or half a pizza. We never have more than half a pizza. If I was to have nachos, I would put on 1 to 2 kilos overnight. So there's all sorts of things that, because I've been weighing myself every day for 20 years, 30 years, a long time, and I've all got it written down. Anyway, so basically the GIP, that metabolic flexibility allows you to swap from a salad to salmon to a steak to potato salad. It allows you to swap between these things without having that massive amount of inflammation because of something, which is a really powerful thing these days because it's so common. So some of the supportive lifestyle shifts that we know that help things, and everyone's talking about these, but let's again start your day with protein. Once you get hungry, if you're not hungry first thing in the morning, sometimes your liver is still working overnight, still detoxifying or working on that last meal. But when you get hungry, start your day with protein. It stabilizes glucose and calms cortisol, and I always recommend people have some fat with that as well. So two, add small amount of smart carbs because long term, if you're ultra low carb, that can suppress your incretin system. Walking about 10 minutes after meals, it's an easy to do thing. It's one of the strongest natural GLP-1 boosters. Building muscle twice a week. Muscle is your metabolic organ. So even doing things like planking and using your whole body as a weight system if you don't have your own weights in your house. Add gut feeding fibers so they help to stimulate GLP-2 through fermentation. Shorten the fasting window to 12 to 14 hours. Longer fasting can cause a rise in cortisol. Get that morning sunshine. How many people are telling you to do that? Look up at the sunshine, take your sunglasses off and enjoy it. Every time you go out into the sunshine throughout the day, look directly at the sunshine for a few moments, even if you have your eyes shut, so that you're saying to the universe, okay, universe, what time is it? Give me my vitamin D. Thank you. The sunshine actually helps to balance our appetite hormone and also our circadian rhythm. We need to be eating warm, easy to digest foods. Your gut loves warmth and simplicity. And get to sleep before 11 p.m. GLP-1 is tied to circadian rhythms. And number 10, add micro pleasure breaks. Tiny moments that lower cortisol to calm the nervous system. These aren't trends, they're physiology. So things like our sunshine, our music, our dancing, our shaking, our yoga, our meditating, any of those things. So the takeaway is if you've lived through trauma, if you've lived with anxiety, if you've used alcohol to cope, if you've dieted your whole life, if you're over 40 and feeling stuck, your metabolism isn't failing, your willpower isn't the problem, your signaling system needs support. And when you understand how your gut, hormones, nervous system, and metabolism talk to each other, you stop fighting your body and start partnering with it. That's the work I've done for myself. That's the work I've done with thousands of women. And recently I've added in TriGLP, which makes it so much easier. And that's the work I'm here to help you do too. So thank you for listening today. If this episode resonated you, share it with another woman who's been fighting her body and deserves to know she's not alone and she's not broken. See you next time, or drop a note as to what you'd like me to do a video on next.